special because, you know, the people gave their, you know, went to war for us, for us to have our freedom in America. We should respect them.
On the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, an armistice was declared between the Allied nations and Germany in the First World War. On November 11th of the following year, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed Armistice Day, remembering the heroism and sacrifice of those who served.
I think that it is a very important holiday and that we should always take the time to stop and say a prayer for all of the troops that are overseas fighting for us every day.
November 11th became a legal federal holiday in the United States in 1938. In the aftermath of World War II and the Korean War, Armistice Day became Veterans Day, a holiday dedicated to American veterans of all wars.
We're standing here right now. I'm heading to the golf course, having a good time. And if it wasn't for all the veterans that served through all the wars, we wouldn't be here right now, having a good time. And that's what it means to me. It's great.
To those who served and those serving now, many thanks from the Health and Wealth Show. You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
This next ballad, neighbors, is one that tells a tragic love scene. It's one that I wouldn't want to get involved in, and I don't think you would either. This is a very snipious sight here. Just listen to the ballad, and it will tell you all about it. The Ballad of the Burglar Man.
Studios in a shady warehouse on the waterfront, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with your money plan, the funketeer of finances, the Raja of reverse compound interest, it's David Ernest.
Thank you, Rusty. Man, I tell you what, that was really something about our freedoms and rights.
You like that?
I liked it.
Yeah.
Essentially, look at what's going on out there.
Yeah.
People in Hong Kong are willing to lose their lives to keep freedom, to gain it back. And this poor old fellow under the bed was willing to keep his freedom so he wouldn't have to marry into that.
Boy, she was not the pretty one from what I understand.
No, and neither is socialism, my friend. Neither is socialism.
When you said something about that, find that, I said, okay, I know what it is. There's like 50 different versions. It's all the same thing. It's just different people singing it. And I heard it years and years ago.
I'm glad you said that.
Uh-huh.
50 different versions. It's all the same thing.
Just simple.
Communism, socialism. Uh-huh. If we don't have democracy, it's all the same thing. No freedoms. The rights and freedoms of America, the Bill of Rights, was intended. It was written so we could have those freedoms. The biggest one of all, especially in the beginning, not so much now, and I hate that.
Yeah.
Freedom of religion.
Mm-hmm.
Why on earth was it so important when they came across in those boats to have freedom of religion? And it was because, Rusty, you know why.
Yeah.
What were they doing to them over there?
Well, you know, they were being persecuted. Because they wanted to break away from the Church of England.
Right.
Evidently, you know, the Church of England was run by the government, by the crown.
By the government.
And they did not like the way things were being done, so they said, well, we're going to get in this boat over here, and we're going to go over here. And they did, and for a while, I think it was okay until they got to thinking, well, you know, they are still our citizens, so that's a colony now, so we can tax them and go over there and try to make them do what we want to do.
Right.
And you know how that ended up.
Not very well.
No.
So freedom of speech is kind of related to what happened. They got to talking amongst themselves and said, we don't like that, you know. We don't like those folks come over here trying to tax us.
That it's bad enough. We got to wear these hats.
They were expressing their ideas and their opinions, and the crown didn't like it.
Because they couldn't keep them under their thumb.
And also, that goes along with the freedom of the press. They were printing up these pamphlets and all these different things saying, hey, let's get together and let's have a talk about being our own people, not letting the crown overrun us. You could think of the crown sort of like a dictatorship or a socialist type situation.
Mm-hmm.
If they're telling you more and more what to do with your own business, your own living arrangements, your own money, so to speak, or whatever, that's a problem. So freedom of assembly started coming about.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom of assembly is when they said, let's get together, let's come up with a plan, and let's blast those people back to where they came from and get them away from us. Because we want our own freedoms. We're tired of them telling us what to do.
That's right.
We left them for that reason. We don't want them. We don't want that going on anymore. Freedom of assembly. So that was also kind of close to the freedom of petition. The right to ask your government to do something or to refrain from doing something. In other words, leave us alone. We came over here and leave us alone. We want to do our own thing. If you don't, we're going to get our right to bear arms, and we're going to blast you back over there. And so that's what that all came about, the right to bear arms. The Second Amendment to the Constitution guarantees Americans the right to bear arms. That's so that they could have freedom of petition, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, freedom of speech. You can't trust them. If they take your guns, they could take your freedoms.
Exactly.
You can't trust the government. It doesn't matter what government it is. Somewhere down the line, they start wanting to take your guns away from you. And when they do, beware, beware. We're on the verge of this right now.
Well, what you need to do is tell them if they want your guns, come on over and you'll give them to them, but they have to take the bullets first.
Exactly.
That's what I would
think. They would like the bullets first, not in my house, not in my family. There's a lot of old Southern families that, you know, they keep those bullets ready.
Oh yeah.
They're up on the ledge. They're in the corner there, already loaded with buckshot.
Yeah. Well, I have a small 380. It's a pocket gun.
Oh yeah.
What they used to call a hideout gun. And somebody says, "Well, you keep one in the chamber." Oh, and I was like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
How come? I said, I might have to shoot somebody. You know, it's that little tenth of a second that's going to get you, you know. So
yeah,
be ready.
I mean, there's some bad folks out there, even when you have a freedom of religion, mm-hmm. freedom of press, freedom of all these things, they're still going to be criminals.
And don't be fooled and believe what this man just said. There's bad people, and they're here. They're in our neighborhood.
They are.
I mean, you got people disappearing. You got people getting shot. You got people getting kidnapped and robbed and raped and murdered.
And then we let them stay on death row or whatever for 30 years. Now, that's gone too far with freedoms, but that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing where you can leave somebody out there and pay for the food and let them be in there for a long time, and maybe they killed some young girl. You get it?
Uh-huh.
What's wrong with that picture? So I don't think they should have quartering rights. That was another thing. The Third Amendment states no soldier shall, in terms of peace, be quartered in any house. So they were mad at the British, but I'm mad about us quartering all these people who probably might have killed someone, or I mean, if the evidence is strong enough, why are we wasting our time? I mean, we should give them due rights. Back when we first came over here, we gave them due rights, but it didn't take 30 years. What's wrong with that picture, Rusty?
I have no idea.
Something's wrong with it. The right to equal justice, yes, that's something that we should give everyone.
Mm-hmm.
We should give it to them, but well, not 30 years.
And,
not 30 years of being on death row.
You were talking about equal justice. Yeah, but I don't think that extends to people who come over here illegally.
That... Because
you know, they have no rights.
They shouldn't, but that's another thing. You're about to get me all worked up.
Uh-oh.
Here. I mean, these things that the liberal wing, or they want to be the liberal wing of our government, I think I heard Sanders say something about he and Warren, that they wanted those people to be able to draw off of our checks. In other words, give them more money. Give them free hospitalization and all these things, and maybe they're over here doing bad things to us, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that picture?
And all these people just streaming in. We don't know if they aren't coming here. Or they're not the ones who want to come here and
right.
do something bad to us.
And they want to take our stuff away from us. They want to tax us. We got the right to own private property. That's another one of our 10 freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Fifth Amendment guarantees Americans the right to own private property. So if someone comes on your private property and they mean something bad about you, mm-hmm. in other words, they might want to kill you, rob you, whatever, you can't shoot them anymore unless they really were inside the house strangling you to death, or they have already shot at you.
Well, there was a case here recently in Elmore County. A guy comes out, and there's a guy busting the window out of his vehicle. Well, the guy takes off running, and the homeowner shoots him, which you would think you would be within your right. But I think the deal is, with this stand your ground thing, if they are retreating and running away, I know they broke your window
out. You're supposed to let them go so they can rob someone else another
day. Yeah, you can't shoot them while they're running away. If they're coming at you, though, you can cap them. But
I got it.
But I hope that gets resolved for the homeowner, because he was just doing what he thought he needed to do.
You know, the right to enjoy many other freedoms, we're not going to be able to talk about all of them because we're going to get on some more things. Freedom to travel. Freedom to work and enjoy what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom to marry and raise a family. And have as many children within reason that you can afford. You hear I said afford, the government not paying for it. You do it. Freedom to receive a free education in a good public school. That's grades through up to the 12th grade,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, really a good deal. Maybe it's not as good as it used to be, but still a good deal.
I was talking to a young lady today, and I think she said she was 25, and I was having trouble reading the cursive parts of some little signs in the room we were in. Some of it was written in block lettering, and then some of it was written in cursive, and it's just a cursive that I didn't recognize. And she said that she couldn't read cursive writing, and I was like, really?
Yeah,
they don't teach them that anymore.
Another big one is a freedom to join a political party, a union, or other legal groups.
and to even, yes, join the Communist Party or the Socialist Party, if you see the need to.
Yeah, if that's what you
want
to do.
If that's what you want. And that's really the problem. We have, sometimes, the freedoms go unnoticed. In other words, we assume that just because things have been the way they are for a long time, we need to change them. Mm-hmm. We assume that Social Security needs to be changed so that the old people won't get any money and the young folks will get more. We assume that, you know, the system needs to be changed so that all these different ideas that are coming in would work. They won't work. They never have worked. There's been many, 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 many countries that have tried socialism and communism.
Right.
The first one I'm going to talk about is China.
Yep.
Well, you know,
they were the red Chinese.
They are only surviving right now. Why? Because they did adopt some of the aspects of the free enterprise system. They duplicated some of our stuff.
Yeah.
That works. Just like they're trying to duplicate our technology, to steal it, to sell it back to us, which Trump's trying to fix, you know, with these tariffs and things.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that the People's Republic of China survives to this day, but they don't survive in the way that they could have if they had more freedoms.
Right.
And look at the people in Hong Kong, ready and willing to die. It's on the news now. They're willing to die. Why? Because they already had a taste of freedom.
Yeah, they are undergoing some turbulence. Is that right? Turbulence? Is that the right
word? Go ahead, use it.
You know the word. They having some hard times over there.
Tribulations.
Yes, that's it, yeah.
Yes. So, another country would be Cambodia. A domino effect of sorts took place after the U.S. withdrew from Vietnam in 1975. Ultimately, get this, 25% of the population were murdered by the Marxist-Leninist group.
This was that Pol Pot character.
Right.
He was an evil man.
But that shows you what happens whenever communist, which is worse than socialist, takes mm-hmm. over a country.
Oh, yeah.
They murder the ones they don't like. The desirables, undesirables.
And do you know why they got murdered?
Why is that?
They had no guns. The government had taken their guns.
Good thought.
Mm-hmm.
Good comment.
I mean, you know, here's your house, and some folks run up on you like that. You know nothing good's going to come from it.
Not in the least.
You might get killed, but if you've got a gun, you might take a couple of them with you.
You might. They'll think twice about coming back in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Another country, Cuba. Cuba. Castro opened work camps because it was so bad. His legacy is still horrible because they're hopelessly stuck in the 1950s. I mean, look, I love that song, Stuck in the 50s Tonight. Uh-huh. That's a great song. But I wouldn't want to physically be stuck in the 1950s and not have all these modern things uh-huh. that we have.
Have you seen the taxis that they have over there?
Yes,
it's old stuff from back in the 50s because they can't get anything new over there.
They're communist. Nobody wants to deal with them because their economy is not set to trade with mm-hmm. people. You know, they've done so many bad things that their people tried to, a lot of them would just sacrifice their entire lives to get over here. I mean, that's why they're trying to come from Mexico and all these other places. We know. The United States is a great place to live. Why? Because we have some freedoms. But now we have problems. People want to limit these freedoms. They want to turn it into a socialist country where nobody would want to come to us then. Think about it. Maybe that's the way to solve the crisis. Let us turn to a bunch of socialists and they won't want to come then because they'll put them in their place.
I never thought about that.
Maybe so. I don't know. I mean,
but like the guy said, I saw days, he said he had become too accustomed to certain luxuries like toilet paper, food, and shoes.
Well, he doesn't like corn cobs.
That he doesn't want.
See, there's a robot cat. Well, they went out of business. You can't use that anymore.
Well, you can still get the yearbook or the wish book. Uh-huh. But see, the thing is now, and there's a story about this that they changed the paper stock from like regular paper
like in a phone book, to that slick, so it ain't going to do you no good.
It doesn't work.
This is not going to happen.
North Korea. The 22 million citizens of North Korea suffer not only from the utter lack of freedom, but also public health. Do we want that kind of public health in our nation?
No.
Between 1994 and 1998 alone, as many as 3.5 million North Koreans perished because they were hungry or they got diseases that nobody cared about helping them cure.
Well, you know, recently there were some of the soldiers defected to South Korea, which, I mean, it's just right there.
But get this.
But what I was going to say is they had so many diseases. These guys were in the military. They had so much wrong with them that they had to hospitalize them.
But get this. Who was trying their best to limit those guys' sufferings? The person that they're trying to persecute right now.
That's our president.
Our president,
who
Trump.
Was trying to start something.
Does that sound like a man who doesn't care?
No.
Just because he twitters, or twiddles when he twitters, or whatever it is, at least you know where his fingers are coming from. They're not just walking the yellow pages.
Uh-huh.
They don't do that anymore anyway. I don't think there's any yellow pages.
I think there's still a phone book out there somewhere. I think
is
it's in
walking the Twitter.
It's in Raymer. It's in
Is that where it is?
This old lady's house in Raymer's got a phone book.
Poland was occupied by the USSR for nearly half a century, and they were just used as the butt child, the buffer child. You know, just kick them around. Yeah. You know, well, who cares? They're in the buffer zone there. Let's just kick them around.
They marched in and never marched out.
And Adolf Hitler, he occupied them, and, you know, I mean, ultimately they just turned into USSR. Romania, similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
They probably were the worst hit victims of the USSR. The Soviets occupied them when they got out of Berlin, when they were pushing toward Berlin, I mean, in 1944.
Mm-hmm.
Romania belonged to the Axis power, but they switched when they recognized that, hey, this is not really working out for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a bad deal because they had to become a socialistic, communistic country.
Mm-hmm.
And they've come out of it. They don't want any part of going back into it. They want to stay out of it. They want to stay out of it.
You know, we should probably slow down just a second and talk a little bit about Ernest Financial.
Okay, let's do that.
Because this is a good subject because it's on everybody's mind. But, you know, what brings David here to the radio is he is an asset preservationist. That means he can take your money and invest it and use these, what do you call them? Vehicles?
Safe vehicles.
Safe vehicles to make sure that when you retire, you still got your money.
Exactly.
And but he can only do that if you call him. 279-7431 is David's phone number at his office. 279-7431. He's got a website at retirewithernest.com. You can go over there, and there's some people on there who have made some testimonials as to what he's helped them achieve. He's on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Ernest. And there's a link there that'll take you to our YouTube channel that's got all our old programs and funny stuff on there, and that's absolutely free, as is the call. And if you make an appointment to see David, that's free too. Doesn't cost you anything. So call him up, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. And you can call here at the radio station if you have any questions about your finances or if you'd like to get in on this conversation.
Right. 272-9228.
That's exactly right. 272-9228.
The point I'm trying to make is that socialism and communism are a bad thing.
Oh, yeah.
The USSR, that's another country that it did incredibly poorly. They were the ones that really tried out communism, and it started off, you know, it sounded really good. And then it collapsed. It didn't work. You cannot take the freedoms away from people and them want to do things with those freedoms of choice. And that's the reason why I am so adamant about these products that I use. When I hear Elizabeth Warren talking about taking the freedom of choice away from us,
And then she uses a nice word like fiduciary responsibility and all these things. And I'm not against fiduciary responsibilities. That's okay. That's great. But when you use that and make it so difficult that the regulatory people can't do what they ask, the people who are trying to do their jobs can't do what they want to do. Why? Because freedom of choice, my friend, has been taken away. Mm-hmm. You ask me, what is that freedom of choice has been taken away? And I will tell you, it's like this. The ability to make up your own mind and use the product, choose the product, choose the financial type of person that you want to deal with. If you want to take risk, you should be able to take risk.
Yeah.
If you don't want to take a lot of risk and you want to call someone like me, you should be able to do that. But to put everything in one box and then charge unbelievable government fees to regulate it and to keep it at bay reduces the availability. I saw it happening. I can tell you, if you want to come and talk to me about it, I can show you in the news, I can show you on paper, where these products were actually already being extremely limited by Obama. Obama was just like the freedom of choosing your own medical insurance, the freedom of choosing what IRA you wanted to use or what you wanted to use. It's not the way to attack the problems. People have enough sense to utilize freedom, freedom of religion, freedom of choice, freedom of being able to think further on their own about what they want, and the availability of more products and the availability of more choices is the answer, in my opinion, not restricting those because people don't have enough sense to decide what's good for them. I mean, that's like a dictatorship, really. You know, people, they had enough sense to leave England and come over here and start up another nation. So,
right.
So let's say people do have enough sense to know what's good for them, because they do.
I think most people do. There are some who want to be led around.
Well, yeah.
But I think I would say probably close to 100% of people, they know what's right for them.
Right. Exactly.
But there are some, so then these are the ones that get all the press because they're out there yelling and carrying on. And
just think about this, Rusty. Right. All the people who, all during all these wars, died for our freedoms, and we want to give them away. All of those people that died, and we're honoring them today, and we want to give those freedoms away. We want to give them to a socialist.
Well, did you see the thing where there was some place, and I'm sorry, I don't know exactly where, but they did not do the 21-gun salute because somebody complained that it would condone gun violence?
Well, there's a lot of 21-gun salutes going over on one side of town. I'm hearing it on this side of town now.
Yeah, they're saluting each other, aren't they? I tell you what, this whole thing... everybody gets their feelings hurt or they're offended. Greg's got this real good bit. The guy says, he says to somebody, "Well, they did that and I was offended." "Well, what happened? Did you die?" "No." "Well, then you're okay."
Yeah.
You just move on because the sun will come up tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know,
we should honor the fact that we would have the choice.
Mm-hmm.
If the nation does vote and we do turn into a socialistic country, it will be because they had the freedom of choice to do that. But once you turn something into something, it is extremely difficult to turn it right back to where it was before.
Mm-hmm.
It takes war. It takes all kinds of things to get your freedoms back. I don't think that the people who are running around and just trying to give up these freedoms... taxes. They say, the 1% that own half of everything now.
Right.
If you take that away from the 1% that were lucky enough to create that wealth, and I'm not one of them, and neither is most of people, do you really think that it's going to be good to take all... Think about Henry Ford. There would have been no Model T. Think about Thomas Edison. There would have been no light.
You would not have seen any light for a long time. And on and on. There's all these inventors and all these people that came before us. And they, look at Bill Gates and the computers. I mean, is it right to say that we don't like our computers and we don't want to motivate someone to create such a wonderful device? Mm-hmm. It's really helped us a lot. You want to take all that motivation away? The cure for cancer. Fix it where the drug companies cannot profit at all? Do you really want to go down in Mexico and look at what a pharmacy looks like down there?
I've been there.
They'll sell you anything. You don't even know if it has anything in it other than dirt. Because why? It's not regulated. As bad as we talk about Big Pharma, I know all about Big Pharma. I know how bad it can be. Trust me. But still, the fact that we have the motivation to develop these products, socialistic countries don't have that kind of motivation. Why do you think all the drugs are created in the United States, not in Europe, not in Mexico? They're created right here in the good old USA, and that's where they all come from. If you stop all that by levelizing the playing field, my friend, what do you think's going to happen to your longevity then? Goes down the tubes. Nobody's motivated to create anything to help you live longer.
Well, on that thought, we're going to take a short break just so Dave can catch his breath. He's on a roll.
Well, this is a time to honor the folks that died for these freedoms, and it really upsets me to see all these things that have been said, what people want, and they don't realize what they're talking about. They just don't know what they're talking
about.
They're just
talking.
I guess so.
272-9228 is our number if you want to call. 2797431 is David's number. You can get yourself an appointment to go by and see him and talk about your retirement. We'll be back with more health and wealth in just moments here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rusty here from our friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners. Dan Morris has listeners. Joey Clark has listeners. So we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest, and this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7 and call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
From the luxurious broadcast studios of Blue Water Broadcasting, home base for Greg Budell, it's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. You can call David right now at 272-9228. That's if you want to talk to him on the radio. Or you can call him at 279-7431. That's his office number. Set yourself up an appointment to go in and talk about your money. That's right. Call right now. And, you know, we've got some Falcarelli's pizza.
Yeah.
That we could give away if you call
sure
in.
We sure do.
And,
we have the freedom to do that.
Yes, we've been talking about freedoms today, Veterans Day.
And you have the freedom to call us and get the free pizza.
The fact that so many of the things that we take
for granted are because veterans have served. Men and women have gone to war and fought and kept us free. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, that's kind of corny. You know, I'm free because... No. You're free because our government, our military has kept you free and me.
That's right.
That's exactly why. So, you know somebody that's a veteran, you know, just hey, give them a thumbs up.
I don't think I would have sounded right saying, "Hi, Hitler."
No, that
I don't think I would have been.
There's a movie out that I want to go see just to see, because something like this has been done before. It's called Jojo Rabbit. And it's about this little kid in Germany during World War II, and his imaginary friend is Adolf Hitler. And Hitler is portrayed in sort of a nice guy kind of thing. I just want to see it, to see, you know, because they've tried that before, and they failed miserably.
It has to be a satire or something.
It's got to be some kind of satire. It can't make them, you know, the Nazis look good. But I got to go see. Anybody seen that, give me a call and let me know what you think of it. 272-9228. And you can talk to David Ernest and probably get some of that good Folcarelli's pizza.
The point I've been trying to make is that socialism is so close to communism.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cousin, a brother, or a sister to it.
Crazy neighbor.
It's so close to it. It doesn't take very far to get from one to the other. They're so close. And it's ruined so many nations. Look at Venezuela. Just literally devastated.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Hong Kong. Once a thriving metropolis that is now almost ruined because of the communist rules.
If you thought Godzilla was bad.
It's horrible. And you want, I mean, not you, but personally, but other people out there want Elizabeth Warren to take over our retirement plan. The reason why I talk about the retirement plan so much is because I am so close in to understanding this. And most people don't know that if she comes in there and takes over and does the things she wants to do, you won't have any freedoms of choice. You won't have them. And it's going to cost you more money to have a retirement plan than you could have ever dreamed of it costing, because the taxes and everything else is just going to go through the roof, and jobs will be not plentiful anymore. They will really be limited because you won't be able to do what you want to do, what you dream about doing, what you love to do, because the socialists will tell you what you're going to do, because that's what they do. They tax you, and they give you whatever they want you to do eventually, in the long run. All you got to do is look at these other countries. That's what's happened to them.
And guess what?
What's that?
We've got a phone call.
All right.
It's Heath. He's on the phone. Let's see, can we get him here? Heath, you there?
Yes, sir.
About that.
Hey,
I pushed the right button. Heath, you're on with David Ernest.
Hey, Heath.
Hey, buddy. Wanted to find out... you know, I heard y'all talking about the Veterans Day and everything. I'm a vet myself, served in the Army, and
well, thank you. I want to say thank you, Heath. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. I went to Tallahassee today to there. They had like a ceremony for veterans, and then we hurried to get back to Montgomery. Because I thought there would be like a parade at 11 o'clock. I had looked it up, but apparently it was for a different year that they had done a traditional day's Veterans Day parade. And I wanted to find out, you know, have y'all heard anything? Was it a new mayor's call to not have that?
Well, you know, the new mayor has not been sworn in yet, so I don't think it would be his fault.
Okay.
I don't know. I hadn't heard anything.
No, I'm sorry, Heath. I haven't heard anything either. But I wish that I hope they did something. Surely, to goodness, they did something for the veterans today.
I'm sure they did. I think I heard somebody say they may have done like a ceremony at the Biscuit Stadium. But, you know, I told my kids I was going to take them to a parade and went down there and the streets were empty, and I didn't know. if there was something that had happened. That
okay, now I went over to WSFA.com, and it says veterans honored at Montgomery's Riverwalk Stadium. So they had something out there. Maybe they moved it down there for some reason. But you can find out more over at WSFA.com.
Well, I appreciate it, guys, and hope y'all have a good night. Enjoy listening to you.
Did you want your pizza?
Actually,
you?
I got his number.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
I got his number and his last name. I'll give him to you, and you can go get you some of that Folcarelli's pizza. It's really good.
Have you ever had any of that pizza?
I haven't yet. I'm looking forward to it.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, call us anytime.
Call us
Heath,
anytime.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. I wonder, I should have asked him, what did they have in Tallahassee? Did they have big doings up there?
I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know what they had in Tallahassee, but that maybe he can call you back and let you know.
I know, we cooked ribs at my house. I know it's not all about cooking and eating, but that's, you know, usually.
Yeah, well, I went out to eat. I took my wife and my son. And
where'd y'all go?
Well, we just went to a little place called Chappie's.
Ooh, they got good groceries over there, too.
Yeah, they got good stuff.
Yeah.
They got good stuff.
But, you know, we all know a veteran. We all know someone who has served. Oh, my goodness, I can't think of the gentleman's name. He was mayor of Wetumpka at one time.
Oh.
It was many years ago.
Many years ago, yeah.
And he used to tell us about stuff. And he says one morning he gets up and he goes behind this hedgerow to take care of some business.
Mm-hmm.
And before he gets started, he says there's two German soldiers walk up.
I think I've heard a story like that.
And he's standing there, and he's kind of occupied.
Yeah.
They wait for him to finish.
Yes.
And then they surrender. And if it's a lie, he told it, but he told
it
really well.
I've heard some stories similar to that where, you know, they were seeing somebody do this, and they didn't shoot them because, you know, they didn't feel like it was the right thing to do.
Wanted to surrender. If anybody's listening over in Wetumpka and you know who I'm talking about, he was mayor of Wetumpka many years ago and a sport, if there ever was one.
Right.
But he could always tell a good story about being
and,
in
you know,
war.
There's been all these stories about, like, on Christmas, they had a little truce in World War I think, and they all got out and talked to each other and maybe smoked a cigarette, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not like, you know, they hated each other, just fighting a war, right?
Well,
it's
you know,
war's war.
They were doing what they had to
they
do.
They were doing what they thought was right.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to do what we think is right by using our rights of freedom of speech to say what we think needs to be said. We're really concerned about the Democratic Party turning in to a left-wing socialist party. And that's what it looks like it's doing. It looks like it's transforming right in front of our eyes. It's morphing into something that was not there a few years ago. You know, used to, you could talk to, and I've got friends that are Democrats. I mean, surely to goodness, there's still a lot of what we call centralists out there. If you're in the central of the Democratic or central of the Republican way of thinking, you know, you're really not that far apart in some ways, you know. But when you become so outrageously to the left that you almost could identify yourself to pretty near almost getting close to being a communist, that's a big change. And these young people are listening to all that stuff. And they're concerned, and I know why they're concerned. I talk to a lot of people. I understand about the supposed global warming problems. I understand that all these things are out there facing about their Social Security and all that money. I get it. I don't blame them for being concerned. But if they really knew what needed to be done, it's not to revamp the whole thing into something that the USSR has already tried, or to revamp it into something that Venezuela is in the middle of regretting, and that is to turn into something called a socialistic government. It's not going to be good.
No,
not going to be good.
And you notice, and I've said this before, you notice the folks that are not too worried about the socialism or the communism are the people that are in charge.
No.
Because they're doing fine.
They get what they want. They get. They've all. Yeah. It's always, you know, if they belong to the Communist Party, you know, 1 out of 10 belong to the Communist Party. They got everything they wanted. They could even own property or mm-hmm. whatever they wanted. So there's no such thing as a pure communistic party. There's no, I mean, a communistic nation. There's no such thing as a true socialist. If everything was perfect, it would work. Humans are not perfect.
No.
It's not going to work. You say, okay, democracy is a bad thing because you've got all this greed and all mm-hmm. these other things. Okay, so we do have something that motivates us called money or the fact that we can live a good life if we are motivated to do some good things. That's what's driving the force. That's what's causing us to be better off as a nation right now than the other nations. What do we really have over everybody else? If you sit back and look at it, they got resources. They have people, humans. Mm-hmm. They got DNA just like us. So why is our DNA outdoing their DNA? It's not because our IQs are higher. They're probably not any higher. It's the fact that we're running a different system. People can do what they want to do. Just like people can call me and we can sit down with different type of products. There's numerous products that can do various things. Maybe you want to protect your future and you don't want some kind of product that would not protect your future. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you want to try to outwit the system in a legal kind of way and get a bonus. Maybe you like a bonus product so you can come out of the gate with 13% or 10% or something mm-hmm. more than you had the second before you put the money in there. And then try to do some other fancy-dancy things. Maybe you want to use some reverse compound interest, where if you start running out of money, you turn that mechanism on and you never run out of money because it comes out of the pockets of dead people. You utilize money. Listen, a retirement plan is absolutely worthless to a dead person. Why not be able to use some of their money?
Yeah.
I mean, why let it go to the grave or go to the government and let them use it for some other unwise things? Reverse compound interest is a wonderful thing.
It's not like they're going to, like, get mad.
No. But you had the choice. Nobody rammed it down your throat. They didn't say, you've got to have it. But you looked at it and you said, hey, that looks pretty good. I want it. Or I don't want it. You've got freedom of choice. You should have the freedom to be able to call me and get all of these different kinds of choices. Just to limit yourself to not even knowing what these choices are is not a good thing. You should know all these things that you could be choosing. Just like we as a democracy have choices, and we can do what we want to do. We can join the church that we want to join. Mm-hmm. We can have a gun. We can marry the woman or the man that we wanted to, or whoever, you know, or we don't have to, or we can have children or not have children. And there's no number assigned to it. If you want to have 7 children, and maybe that's a good luck number, you can have 7 children. You're not limited to 1 child. And if you have 2, they take your food and your guns away. We don't want those kind of things. Mm-hmm. That's not what makes this work. No. What makes this work is the ability to be able to do the things that you dream about. You make your dreams come true. You have the ability to try to make your dream come true. Your retirement dream. Your dream of marriage, your dream of longevity, your dream of legacy, if you want to pass things on down, and not give it to Uncle Sam, who gives it to people who jumped over walls and didn't even have a dream except to come up here and take your stuff away from you. That's the reason why we need what we need. We need protection from the outside. And if that's isolationist, so be it. But we're not like we were in the 40s. We're going to keep our finger on the pulse of the world, but we're not going to give everybody our stuff, because if we do, then we won't have anything. And that's not what we want.
The thing is, when people used to come over here, they came over, and I'm thinking back like before World War II, mm-hmm. After World War I, a lot of people came over here because things over in Europe were really, really messed up. A lot of them came during the war, but they came in, they went through customs, they would come in, get jobs, and learn the language and, you know, become citizens. And then they assimilated into this society, and they're a part of it.
Right.
It seems like what we got now is people coming in wanting us to assimilate into their society. And that's just, you know, you don't do that when you go, when you company, you don't do that.
If it's good for society, mm-hmm. if it's good for our nation, we need immigration.
Oh, yes,
we need. But if it's not good for our nation as a whole, we don't need them in here. Because, and that may be a, you might want to call that a greedy point of view,
mm-hmm.
but that's, look, they're like that. They don't let you come in there and take their stuff. Okay, why would we want to let them have all of the stuff that we have worked for all of our lives and just give it to them? It don't even go to our children. It don't even go to our loved ones. It goes to people we don't even know that never picked up any kind of work inside the United States, never paid the first dollar in taxes,
mm-hmm.
and they come in here and take everything. Now, if they bring in something where their abilities to help this nation, like they, you know, some kind of an instructor, a scientist, a uh-huh. doctor, or someone who's going to be good for the economy, that's okay. That's the reason why they should go those routes. Or maybe they want to put money into the EB-5 program. The EB-5 program is where if they bring like a half a million and a half, whatever, over here to help, say, like Montgomery, Alabama, build some kind of industry mm-hmm. with that money. Maybe they build a hospital. Maybe they build a long-term care association or something. That's good. But for people to not bring anything but the desire to take what you've got, you've got to control that. Because if you don't, you're going to be just like Venezuela, where there's a lot of people hungry because there's not enough to go around.
And they're scratching over there, too, folks. They what did it say a while ago? That the average citizen had lost 24 pounds since they've had socialism?
That ought to tell you something.
And,
it's not a good thing.
I did see some pictures, and they had a guy standing there, and he had a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And he's standing there, and he looks okay. He's got some stuff up on the shelves. Well, now it's a picture of him. He's much thinner and has not many things left on the shelves.
And you don't want your retirement plan to look thin either. In other words, if they're taxing your retirement plan, or if they're fixing it where you can't roll it out and put it into something that you want to control mm-hmm. or have someone like me help you where it won't go away. You know, I'm an asset preservationist. I have the right to be an asset preservationist. If I don't want to be the risky guy, I don't have to be. Is it right for Elizabeth Warren to try to push me into being a risky type of investor kind of person? That's what she wants me to be. She wants everything to be the same, everything to look the same, everything to be cloned the same. And that's what Obama wanted. He wanted the same thing with insurance. He wanted the same thing with retirement money. He even was so crazy, he got the Department of Labor involved because he could not get the Securities Exchange Commission to do anything about it. Do you know why that probably didn't work out? The Securities Exchange Commission, federally and state, has more sense than Obama.
Oh.
They knew that was crazy. And now, since it's been unwoven, most people are happy about it. But you still have a few
mm-hmm.
that want to run around and say that our security system of Alabama and federal people don't have any sense.
You see this little broke finger that's all bent and everything?
Yeah.
It's got more sense than Obama.
So, exactly. So, my hat's off to the regulatory people of our state.
Mm-hmm.
They have sense. They know how to protect us. We do not need a bunch of outside socialists, almost communists, telling us how to invest our money and how to streamline it. We already know what to do. We don't need them.
Well, David, I think it's been a great show.
It's been a great show.
We've got a couple minutes left. If you want to sum up anything, talk about Earnest Financial
yes.
or whatever, but we got a couple of minutes left.
If you want freedom of choice and you want a conservationist type of program in your retirement plan, in other words, something that's guaranteed to never go away but can still grow with the economy of the United States, the stock market, and such as that, then give me a call.
279-7431. I've got products that'll make sure that as long as you're living, you'll be getting a check and you won't have to ever worry about anything not being the way it's supposed to be.
279-7431. And let's see, I guess we'll be back tomorrow night.
Correct.
We might get back to...
And maybe I'll settle down a little bit. It's just when I realized that my dad was a veteran, my grandfather's a veteran, and everything they fought for, it just gets me upset to think that people would want to give all of that away, and it's just because they don't understand. They wouldn't want to do that if they understood.
Oh, yeah, and by the way...
What's that?
I'm glad you said that, too. Because Veterans Day, we want to go once again thank all the veterans out there who listened to us, and all the veterans who went and did your job. You went and did what you were supposed to do.
That's right.
And the ones who served and the ones who are serving now, we appreciate it. And I was trying to find something to go out with here, you know, a song.
Okay.
And I remembered a movie that I saw. I didn't see it when it came out. It came out in 1944, and it's got Joseph Cotton and Ginger Rogers, and of all people, Shirley Temple is in this movie.
Oh.
And there are a couple of folks who meet on a train, and the man, Joseph Cotton, is on leave from the military. He's had some hard times. He's trying to get himself together.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, they fall in love, and it's a great, wonderful, dramatic love story. But this is the song from the movie.
All right.
It's called I'll Be Seeing You by Billie Holiday. And I thought we'd just head out with this.
That's a good song.
You like that?
I do.
See you tomorrow night on Health and Wealth.
Have a great night.
Oh, yeah.
Be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. Trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in.